This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Can you turn the monitor off, though? Thank you.
We get a little obsessed with looking at her.
We won't. You won't see her. If we leave the monitor on, we will literally talk to you the entire time. Like, it's so bad. Yeah, if you look really at bad. Old clips of the podcast, the entire podcast we're recording like this.
Hey, yeah, tell me about your life.
No,
yeah.
Like fully. It's
the
actually,
entire time.
The entire
time. I'm convinced no one's getting anything done on Zoom for this very fact.
Yeah.
I've never not locked eyes with myself on Zoom calls.
Yeah. No, 100%. It's not. The vanity of the whole thing is insane.
Do you guys work on Zoom full time?
No.
Or are you doing, like, do you have?
I'm actually all phone calls with 45-year-old women that live in remote places.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And that's okay. And they're all, if you've ever met a female entrepreneur, they definitely have ADHD. So it's really cool to have my ADHD with their ADHD.
Do you know what something fucked up I realized about myself last night? Yeah. I was thinking about this. Was, like, I don't have an office job. I've never had an office job. But, like, I know that right now, like, the big debate is, like, people who are, like, not like we shouldn't have to go back to work, like remote versus going into the office. Yeah. I realized that, like, if I was an office job person, like 100%, I would be like a get our asses back to the office bitch.
Yeah.
Because your personality, so you have to have like,
I need the bing bang. I don't want to be in my fucking house. I'm sorry. You and I mean, of course, you're the same way.
I agree.
I'm like, I would be like, we need to go back to the office.
But when push came to shove, when it was cold and early, I would still not want to do it. But I know what's best for me in the long run. I wouldn't say every day of the week.
No, I would love like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, 3 days a week, an optional thing, or like one day is mandatory. That way we can all get together and gather. I also know that I would always have, in order to do my work, we've discussed this before on here, it's kind of a thing. I need a crush in whatever space I'm in.
Yeah, it's
in
so
order
true.
To like get my ass
well,
up.
Well, I heard you F-U-C-K'd someone when you're a security guard.
Wait, what?
Isn't that a podcast clip? Were you not a secure? You did.
No, you made out with a boy in the mailroom when you did. You checked room. IDs
I'm so
at
sorry.
A dorm.
Excuse me. You're such a big fan.
I love.
Wow. Thank you so much.
No, it's funny because you like perfectly exaggerated every detail that it became unrecognizable. It went from dorm front desk attendant.
The security guard. What's happening?
You made her a security guard instead of a desk attendant, and you made it a full fuck instead of a makeout in a mailroom.
But you know what? We don't really know what
those
were
almost
story
the same
was,
things.
Yeah, that's storytelling.
Wait, do you know what that reminds me of? Just like college and like. The language around sex is something that used to absolutely like melt my brain. I could not fucking handle it. Was when I first went to college and people would be like Amelia and I hooked up last night, and I was like, too vague a term. I need the terms. What did you do?
What but do you, felt you guys like you couldn't... define as hookup? Wait,
I was like, did you make out? Because if you just made out, I literally don't give a fuck.
Right.
But like, if a dick came out, I want to know. Right. And like, it was like, I felt like I couldn't ask that. And everyone was like, we just hooked up. And I was like, I hate the term.
Well, what does hookup mean to you?
Right. First off, I got really angry when you said you hooked up with Amelia because I'm like, that's my girl. That's mine.
Wait, hold on. Welcome to Basic Training, a podcast for people that need help.
And a podcast for our friends.
Please.
Girl, welcome to our podcast.
It's so good to be here, girl.
I'm so happy.
Introduce yourselves.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Amelia's really good at introducing. I'm really good at almost trying to do that.
Okay.
Do you want to start and I'll follow up?
Hey, HBO Girls Rewatch is here. I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And today we're covering not even a single episode of that show.
We can be ourselves finally.
We can finally just be
ourselves. This is actually the premise of our podcast, is to try to get to where you guys are.
Yeah. Really?
Our dream is to get to a place where we don't have to talk about existing IP and we could just be us.
Okay, absolutely.
That's 2 to 4 calendar.
But if you do want to hear them talk about an episode of Girls with the two of us, go listen to their episode of HBO Girls.
But we love Girls.
Yeah, and we love talking about it. Wait, what episode were you guys on for? Do we remember?
The one where Adam gets the play.
Major Barbara.
Yes, Major Barbara.
And that was the beginning of the end, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really...
We were there for a turning point. Wait, but now that we've fully properly introduced, what does hookup mean? You got mad at me because I said I hooked up with Amelia.
Okay, so hookup can be almost anything. Sometimes if I just make eye contact with someone for long enough, I'm like, we hooked up that night. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna
piggyback off of Evan. It's like, as somebody who never actually really hooks up almost ever, when I go on like one date or talk to one person for 3 minutes, I'm like, yeah, so we kind of hooked up last night. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that I'm with. The eye contact only I'm not with because it has its own specific term.
Right.
When I make the sexy eye contact and I have a flirtation, like a little fling from across the room, maybe nothing happens, but we have a little flirt. that's like, I had a moment with the guy.
Right.
But that, so when I talked to, like, when I went on a date, I can say, like, we kind of hooked up last night.
Yeah.
I feel crazy.
No, because you're no offense, a gayest person here. And says,
I'm actually proud of my gay identity.
That's okay. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But sometimes for hooking up for me is when someone will offer me, like, a present in some regards. I'm like, we hooked up. I get a free burger.
Okay. I guess, like, no, I acknowledge that all of the things you're talking about, like, have meaning and value. And I want to make that clear that it's not, like, a devaluing thing. It's just, like, about, like, what language means. And it's, like, in my mind, the term hookup is, like, something that could lead to the contracting of an STI. Like, that is a hookup. Like,
yeah.
To, like, a very heavy makeout is, like, the lowest tier of a hookup.
Can I ask something crazy? Absolutely. Can you get an STI from hand job? I guess technically, but it's, like, hard.
Okay. You actually did just, because I would call a hand job a hookup. But you can't really get an STI from that. I guess you could get herpes. No, you can't really get herpes on your hand. It's not a mucous membrane.
If you ate your hand after?
That's basic.
If you licked your hand after, that's a freaky hand job.
There is like things do get like transmitted easily from, there's like little particles and stuff. And if you have a cold sore somewhere, you have to be very careful
not
to, like, touch your mouth and then touch your genitals, because that'll turn into
yeah.
You're so smart. You Mesh is such an amazing program, any major you get. Or you went to Burke?
I went to Burke.
But Burke is almost UMich in a very specific way.
Oh, it's the UMichigan of the West.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know you
is that
are
where you went?
No, but I'm just like, you, I saw one time
Wait,
on your
then
Instagram.
Then what's the UMich of the East?
Syracuse, but it's not really that great.
No, it's not Syracuse. Syracuse isn't fun enough.
But we don't have any good state schools over here, and I don't want to say Binghamton, even though all my dearest friends went
there.
Is it
like Penn State if it was more academically prestigious?
You're totally right. It's Happy Valley, Penn State.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
You and I are like...
I went to college in Canada. It's not even real there. Just pretend up there.
Yeah, whoa. I forgot you're Canadian. But anyways, I only know that information, not because I actually... Like, I just looked it up. I was going on a date with a guy, and I was so excited and so horny, and he was taking me off my campus because I had a day off of working at Jewish summer camp. So it was like, I finally get to leave this place and go on a date and have sex.
Oh my God.
And he told me earlier in the day, he was like, I have to tell you something. I have a giant cold sore on my mouth. And I was like, well, I'm still going to do it. So I have to, like, look up the precautions. And we had sex in his car without me ever touching a part of my body to his mouth. And I constantly was touching his dick and then hand sanitizing and then touching again. And that's how I know you can get herpes from
that
a hand
is a
job
Jewish hookup.
If you're not careful.
Yeah, there's hand sanitizer vials. So it's such a crazy Jewish hookup.
It was the most Jewish thing that's ever happened to me. He ended up leaving me for a girl who was in one of the Despicable Me movies.
My That's dearest friend. Cool.
Not leaving me. We were like hooking up a little bit. And then he like went and started dating her. And I was like, I'll never be in the Despicable Me movie.
But you actually could now.
Well, I could be in Despicable Me.
Yeah, you have a great voice
make another
for
one.
I feel like they sort of fully pivoted to the Minions. They kind of left the human.
Yeah, they left the humans behind.
The Minions now.
What was
I don't know
guy?
If she was a Minion Drew? Or a human.
I don't like their whole... I remember watching that movie as a kid and being like, this is not it. We need to be somewhere else. Yeah, just over it.
Can you please, for the idiots who don't listen to your podcast, give a little explanation? We won't talk the whole time about girls. I'm sure you're sick of it, but just...
No, we're not sick of famous. We're not sick of it.
Okay.
We love it. Our dearest heart. Sometimes it's hard to watch a show in slow motion because when you want to binge it. But
Well, why don't you just binge it, but then go back and watch episodes too?
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's nice. Then you're actually reacting in real time.
I famously don't have HBO Max or Max.
Oh,
so I watch every
it?
Episode via Google Drive, and that's how we download the clips. Is like we have all these MK4 files from a random guy Evan knows from college,
and he got it from the dark web. So we're actually watching girls from the dark web.
But to even watch an episode, I have to download an MK4 file and then upload it to an illegal converter and convert it to an MP4 and then download that. And then it's like really quiet and really dark. So then I have to like Lumetri colorify it in Premiere Pro and like turn
up
the game.
Wait, you guys should be making $400,000 a year for this podcast. That's so much work.
It seems easier to download HBO Max. Do you?
I know, but
can we get you?
But then I'm like, I'm still gonna clip it later on. So I'm like, I might as well go through the process.
Oh, you're clipping it. I think Lena would be very impressed with that.
I hope so.
Really honored.
She could easily just sue us
if it's literally nothing if not a love letter to the show, and she sees that.
Yeah.
Here's my question. In the rewatching of Girl, because, okay, I have two questions. Firstly, when you started the rewatch for this show, what number rewatch was that for each of you, roughly?
5 and 3 or 2?
This was my second time watching it, and I have to say the first time I watched it, the whole last half was blurry because I watched it really depressed.
Okay.
So I don't remember much.
Okay,
that's
totally
how I felt. I was sort. It was like a show that I watched sort of on my own.
Yeah, but yeah. I have to say it's like one of the shows, it's become a comfort show for me. So if like I've fallen asleep to it many of times, my dreams totally are kind of like Adam Driver running through an iPhone to get to me.
So you're so my second question is, in this rewatch, which obviously you're paying a lot of, like, a lot of attention to, you're like recapping on the show. What has been like the thing about the show that has surprised you the most, that you were like, wait, I like did not realize this the first time, or like I didn't remember this part?
We've never had an original idea in our lives. Alina Gunn kind of created everything, and we're all just trying to like get those same straws.
We get that comment a lot in our reviews. Every time like we think that we have a really like an epiphany on the podcast, people are like, are these two like just realizing that things are interesting for the first time?
Did you see that really scathing?
Oh, review? I did. Yeah, I was going to address. Do you want to hear us?
Do you guys get mean reviews? We get really mean reviews.
We just got one that is like undeniably like this one was like actually poetry.
No, you must have hooked up with this guy and ghosted him. It was like really,
it was personal.
Really,
like gayest
it's
guy
for
here.
Sure personal.
And it
hold
also
on.
Usually they're mostly about me, and this he doesn't get that many.
I caught
reviews.
It's not that I caught a stray. I was directly
no,
shot at.
No, I caught the stray. I thought it was going to be about me, and it ended up being entirely about me.
It's in my.
It's like the people on Reddit who go
on
like an insane vendetta.
We have 100. We have one Reddit with 100 mean comments about our podcast.
Yeah,
100 to the dog.
There's something so funny to me about this. Is the meanest comment I've ever received about me, but it's 2 stars.
Read it, please.
It's not one.
Yeah, it's not one.
There's a tickle there for me.
They gave you.
You're really good at hooking up.
You want me to read the whole thing? Okay, I think I'm okay. 2 stars. The username of whoever left this review is some actor guy. And then the title of the title of the review. I haven't slept with. No, that's not true. Okay. The title of the review is Basic Indeed. Here's the thing. Some actor guy is a writer. Like, this is poetry.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting over podcasts in a big way. And this is one. This is the one to help me that. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to read again. I'm going to start again. I think I'm getting over podcasts in a big way. And this is the one to help me process along. First, Talia comes across as a true dolt whose opinions barely reflect any intelligent thought. And then there's Jake, your run-of-the-mill homo.
Can we make merch out of that?
Your run-of-the-mill homo who thinks his opinions are a step above the rest of the world. Not so, my dear. Half of what he says comes from his own narcissism. And while some of it may seem funny, if you pay attention, what you see is a lot of hubris without groundedness. Sure, he's a handsome man, thank you. And I'm sure he can be fun to be around. But over time, his insights are less insightful and more about his wishing everyone catered to his whims. After 5 episodes, I'm moving on from what's a truly basic podcast.
Whoa.
They should listen to our podcast. He would be so much happier with whatever's going on here.
That was personal, Jake. I'm sorry.
Honestly, it had a lot of nice things to say.
Here's the thing.
Really,
I'm not hurt by a single thing he said. He called me handsome. He said I care about myself. He said that I seem funny at first, which is great. That's half the battle.
Right.
And then he says that I'm probably fun to be around.
Well, I think that a lot of this review, and then I promise we'll let you guys talk. I think that a lot of this review is what's the word that I'm looking for? It's like invalidated to a degree by the first thing that he said, which is I'm already getting over podcasts of this kind, which is literally two people talking, which is what you guys are intending to do. And I was going to say that at the beginning of this, people like podcasts now that I think are like very much a theme. And we're already at the end of like a trend. Like people don't it's very hard to get a podcast going when everyone's sick of like two people talking. So he's already admitting that he's like, I'm also sick of the genre, and this epitomizes that genre, and I also kind of don't like them. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Yeah,
like 90% of it
really
is that he's
thought.
Sick of us.
Turned you into like kind of a exhibit A or like a case study of like the new trend in podcast listenership.
And we are literally, we admit that we're that case study. Like we are the basic podcast. We are two people talking.
He also like comments on our hubris, and it's like, yeah, we thought we could start a business that's two people talking. That's hubristic. Like it's like innately. It's
innately
hubristic.
Our careers are, all four of us are hubristic.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So that's that.
Anyway, we just need to get that out of there. Him.
I'm sending love to some other guy.
I hope he can start his own podcast. It sounds like he wants to, and he's not letting himself, and he's mad that you guys are taking a seat on the couch.
What if it's like Jeremy Irons? Like, what if it's like a really famous actor?
I think it's somebody that you like snubbed at a bar. Because, you know, Jake is like really famous in like the New York gay scene, I think.
Don't say, cut that. That's not true.
I think that's true. Really, every single person on the street comes up to me and they're like, can you set me up with Jake?
Every single person on the street comes up to you and says,
like, he's known with the New York gays, and people know that,
you
like,
are famous in New York gays.
This is not going on the podcast. This is like the one, if you say you're famous among New York gays, the New York gays will burn you in the middle
of
the city.
Sorry, I said it, not like, him. Whatever, cut it.
You can't.
But, wait, okay, millennials let me rephrase.
Act like a Gen Z would never, I don't think Gen Z cares as much.
That's probably true.
If you were to be Gen Z and like, I'm famous among other Gen Z gay people, they're like, absolutely, because it's a pure fact.
I guess what I'm actually, I think that most of my audience is women.
That's not true. Because you posted that one Harry's ad and it blew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think a lot of those people watching that were my fans. There was a lot of people really mad about the shape of my nipples. But the fans I get approached by in public, something so embarrassing happened yesterday, which is that I got approached by fans while filming a cameo.
Oh, that's tough.
And that's when you know.
Yeah.
I was like,
I don't live in reality anymore. This is Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But I almost exclusively get approached by women.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're kind of giving like, women are going to love you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I send my aunt all your videos.
I think gay men might be listening, but gay men don't have the same intuition to like come up and say something because they don't want to like flatter you. Gay men hate flattering others. So even if they're
that's kind of what I'm getting at though, is gay men flattering others. Yeah,
you have secret admirer boys.
Definitely secret admirer.
And then like proud admirer girls.
Wow. That's
girls are really, girls bond by giving a
compliment. It's so apparent that you guys have been watching Lena because you have grown into like beautiful writers, even in the way you speak.
Oh my God.
It's true. How do you think that the show is bettering you as artists and people?
Or worsening you?
Yeah.
No.
It's worse than me.
Sorry, I don't want to. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
I love in the rewatch of the pod. It's like when I first saw it, I thought this was a serious show, and now when I watch it, I'm like every line is literally a joke and serious. But it's like it makes you realize like not everything has to be like. I feel like we were raised on like Friends, where it's like everything's like but and you're like you can actually be funny and just be like dead serious. Mm. Is what I've learned, and it's made me like feel more like I can talk and mean it rather than being I don't know. Don't you feel like post irony is over and now we're back to just like plain earnesty?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, that's actually the interesting thing.
I think Bottoms really actually is going to say the opposite.
I famously have never been good at ironic humor, and that is why I don't do it. Also, I'm pro the ending of it. But yeah. I respect the people who are very good at it. But I like can't. I'm like too earnest of a person to be like ironic at all, frankly. Like, it's like. Like, I can't handle, like, you guys should see me, like, at a stand-up show. If, like, everyone's, like, really on in the green room, like, doing bits. Like, I'm, like, literally praying that someone, like, starts crying and talking about their mom. I'm, like, oh I need God. A real conversation. Like, I need it. I'm, like, I can't do it.
Jake, please invite me anywhere. I will be that person.
Yes! Okay, this is good to know.
You guys are deep.
I'm in a green room, and I'm like, deep. Hey, I have a friend coming.
Yeah, no, you need Evan. Evan's made me be, like, so earnest for the first time in my life. I've never been serious or told the truth once. And then Evan's so raw and real that he's like, how are you actually feeling? And I'm like, totally.
I know, because I do a lot of open mics, and sometimes I just go really serious and be like, we're in a beautiful community, and we respect each other's art. Like, a girl came up to me crying yesterday.
You really
like,
say that? Did that ever get laughed?
I have to say,
no,
there
it doesn't
was,
get laughed, but
there
people
was
aren't
one
happy.
Open mic Evan did where it was like everybody was doing jokes, and then Evan just gave a speech that was so earnest. It sounded like it was being ironic, but they were just being so sweet that nobody was laughing. People were just like, is this a joke? They kept waiting for you to like say a punchline, and then they were like, oh, he meant it.
I just love people.
So no, I'm so bad. You and I are so same. Wait, what's your big three?
I'm Gemini, Sagittarius, Gemini.
Okay, wow.
And everyone has that reaction.
That's an amazing big three. I love
is that.
I
don't know what
you when anyone says their big three, I go, oh, wow. I don't know what
that
means.
I'm
always like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Literally.
That
can
makes
I say
sense.
Something really controversial?
Always.
Where I'm like, I don't actually believe in any of that because scientifically it's been proven it's actually bad for your mental health to like give yourself into a very specific stereotype because then you see yourself in that very specific manner. So you're like, I'm a Gemini, so I'm like two-faced, love the gossip. And it's like, yeah, now you see yourself that way, so you're going to act in that very specific pattern. But if you actually let yourself be free and do whatever the hell you want, you can be whoever you want.
If we're being real, I will only speak for myself, but of course.
Can you speak for me? I'm desperate for people to talk in my behalf.
Yeah, no, I'll speak for us and you tell me if I'm wrong. It's not real, but I also, as soon as a guy starts saying it's not real, like a straight man, I'm like, fuck you. It is the realest thing in the world. It's actually proven that it's real. And you just hate things that women like. But think about how many things, like, it's as real as you want. It's like real the way that God is real. We cannot prove or disprove it. It probably isn't real, but it helps people control their lives and it helps people order their lives.
And it's
and it makes people feel good.
You can have a healthy or unhealthy relationship with it where it's like, right. It's also like that's if you so zoom hard. Out and like, if think about like your whole chart and it's like all complicated, then you don't have this thing of like, I'm a Scorpio, so it's this. It's like, you kind of just like, are like, whatever.
Beautiful nuance.
What we should say is it real for you or is it not real? It's not objectively real or not real for everyone. It's real for Jake and it's not as real for me.
I will say I was born the same day Sex and the City premiered and that has really tied into my life.
That's so
that
nice.
Makes more sense.
In a similar vein, I was born the day Bill Clinton was elected.
Wow. The biggest song at the time I was born was R. Kelly's Ignition, which is doesn't.
And you love to hook up in cars. You love to hook up in cars.
You're right. But I am not a sex offender.
What happened on your... On your
Abigail Breslin was born the same day as me.
That is enormous.
Yeah, it's kind of painted my entire life.
Were you the runner-up for Little Miss Sunshine?
Of course. Absolutely. I was in an indie film, and then I immediately did Nims Island.
Wow. Nims Island.
I looked a lot like Abigail Breslin when I was very young. In sixth grade, I joined a new school, and at the time, she was like doing Nims Island, so we were like... We just, like, looked similar at that exact age. It was like a year in my life that I looked like her.
Wait, I'm looking at your face now. I'm like, you're Abigail.
When I was a child, guys, I'm being serious. It might not look like it now. When I was a child, I could convince people that I was. And that's what I did. And I entered a new school and somebody made some, like, they were like, are you in Nims Island? Like, they actually thought that I was her. And I said, yeah, that was me as like a joke. And it caught on. And then it became like a thing where Talia lied. In order to like make friends.
That was your Dear Evan Hansen moment.
It was like, I didn't even mean to lie. And they were like, I can't believe you told people that you were Abigail Breslin. And so that's my story about
when I was a kid who adults used to tell me I reminded them of literally every single day of my life.
Who?
The fucking boy from 2 and a Half Men.
Oh no.
I don't know about that.
Wait, is that Abigail Breslin's older brother? Is that Spencer Breslin? No, he was in it. He was in the movie The Kid. Do you remember that movie?
No,
I've never heard of her brother.
He was famous before her, and then she like shot up.
No, whoa. I don't know. I love the movie Definitely Maybe, and that's kind of like
Little Miss Sunshine was a formative movie for me.
I don't know who this woman is.
What were the movies that made you? What movie made you a woman?
And then we'll do calls. But what were the movies that made you?
Oh my god, that's so much pressure.
Barb and Star go to Del Mar.
Del Mar.
You weren't made until 3 years ago.
Yeah, probably. That's my big thing.
That's the movie that got you. I remember watching Easy A and being like, I know who I'll be when I grow up.
Oh, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. The parents or Olive?
Olive.
Oh, I saw the dad and I was like, I know who I'll be.
Right. I mean, every character in that show was epic.
Yeah.
No, I always wanted to almost
that was like that was like also like Amanda Bynes' like last big role.
Oh my God. When she was because in high school, I was a crazy Jesus. I was literally her. I remember watching. Yeah. Like I remember watching that movie before I like left Christianity and I was like, she's so me. But and then I was like, it's actually a joke, babe.
Oh my God. I need to see you. Now that you have your hair blown out right now, I would never have believed you the first time we met.
So right. My original Twitter handle was Jesus Saves 98.
No. Are you serious?
Really beautiful.
I didn't know that these people existed in New York City. Like I didn't know
how old were you when you stopped?
We're here.
16 because I asked my friend to go to Young Life with me and he was like, I'm gay, let's listen to the Book of Mormon soundtrack. And then I was like, oh, Christianity's fake. And then I quit. Literally that musical made me be like, wait, it doesn't make any sense. I have to leave the church.
Wow.
But it was sad because social.
Are your parents still committed?
My parents were never religious.
Wait, so what?
You signed up of your own accord.
Yeah, I was looking for hope.
That was your zodiac thing.
Yeah, yeah. Wait,
that was your big three.
It was because it was like the cool thing in your friend group.
Yeah, and like in Texas, like it's really cool to be in the youth group. Like that's where you like hang out with the popular girls.
Wait, so did you only go to college in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were from there.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh.
No one cares that a movie about two women falling in love with Paul Newman affected me so deeply.
Sorry.
Sorry, I watched that movie on the plane this Christmas, but I only had my Bluetooth headphones, so I just watched it silently because you couldn't connect to the plane TV.
You watched Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar silently?
Yeah.
I would say it's an audio film. I think there's a lot of...
What's like, the perfect movies for a plane? I saw Bottoms, which is a great movie.
You mean Bodies?
Or, yeah, Bodies. Sorry, not Bottoms.
Like, sorry. I haven't heard of that one.
No, I love Bottoms too, but I think that Bodies, thank
great
you.
Plane
don't
movie.
Fucking clip that. That's so fucking embarrassing. I loved both. And I want to be clear, a plane movie does not mean it's a bad movie. It's just a specific type of movie.
Yeah. Mm.
I think Bodies is a plane movie.
100%.
You agree?
I'm always watching like Bridesmaids.
Yeah, that's a plane movie too.
Anything that came out in 2013 that like you watch like on the precipice of adulthood and you're like, wait, the movies are good.
Yeah.
I feel like I watch on the plane.
Yeah.
Or like in Anne Hathaway.
I remember one time I was on a flight and I watched back to back Muriel's Wedding and Something's Gotta Give and like just like drinking wine. It was like an international flight. And I was like, this has maybe been better than the vacation I'm on. Like this was, I thought it was like the best day of my life. Nancy Meyers movies, I think, are all incredible on a plane.
Rebel Wilson, when she's in a film, I'm all set. I'm like, I'll sit in the middle row. Why not? You can have the aisle.
Okay, wait, let's play the first call. I played. It's Rebel Wilson calling for us for advice.
Is she still, she's dating a woman or did she get married?
She might have married a woman.
Yeah.
That's huge.
For her to have that line, let's be honest, and then she married a woman is one of the most iconic.
The last thing I saw Rebel Wilson in was Cats.
I didn't see Cats. I forgot about that thing.
Yeah.
I just sometimes like to watch Taylor Swift's song in that.
My friends and I took edibles really and good. Got a whole row on New Year's Day 2020 and saw Cats in theaters.
Was it all gay guys?
No, it was like a bunch. It was like a lot of gay guys and a lot of women. And we had a group chat of everyone in the row so we could text throughout the movie like what was happening. And it was like truly the most fun. But when the movie started, like, it like the music started and the camera like panned across the trash alley and then up to the sky and then it said Cats and then someone not in our group, like someone in the audience, just went, here we go. And everyone in the audience started laughing and clapping and then some guy at the back stood up and was like, fuck you guys, you're assholes, and she stormed out. And I was like, I think this must be like his 9th time trying to see Cats earnestly. And the theaters keep like laughing. Like, why else would you have that reaction?
Poor thing.
Was one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Yeah, addicted.
I liked Poor Things.
I am realizing it is for gay men because every woman has seen that movie and told me about it.
It's going to bum you out a little bit, but it's good.
I didn't love it. I liked it. And I think you will potentiate it.
Really?
We'll talk. Well, yeah.
I have like big opinions on movies.
He's like my favorite filmmaker.
Is it kind of about feminism?
Yeah, but it's mainly about how being a woman's gonna be bad no matter what.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I liked The Favorite and I liked Killing of a Sacred Deer more. Mm. But I still liked Poor Things a lot. Those are other movies by the same director. Okay, first call.
Hey guys, love the pod. Every time Talia speaks, I'm just like, is this me? Because this sounds like me.
I'm someone's
so,
Lena.
I'm from South Africa. And I have a crush on a guy at work. The complication comes in that I am the boss's niece. My auntie is running this project for 5 years and I'm working as her bookkeeper. He is doing all the field work in another province, but like he comes back every weekend. The thing about this guy is he's legitimately the worst. He is so mean to me and he is just surly and weird and gross and he skateboards and he smokes and he doesn't have a driver's license. And I know that because he was like, I don't have a driver's license. And we were all like, oh my God, dude, why not? You're 30.
I don't have a
driver's license. Anyway, I am currently booking him.
More upsetting that he's 30 and skateboards. No.
No, I think it's cool that he can board.
You can do whatever you want in South Africa, I think.
Giving Adam a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, and like, I this is a girl's plot line.
Also, can I just say, South African accent is my favorite accent of all time.
Okay. It's gorgeous.
Most beautiful accent in the world.
I don't know anything about South Africa, but I do know there's a big Nepo culture there. So it does plug in that she's the niece's daughter.
Big Jewish community. Uncle. And they all, a lot of them, like in LA, if you meet a South African Jew and you ask them if they know any other South African Jew,
they always do.
They're very tight.
For his driving lessons and his test, which he's going to be doing next week. So, yeah. All of my friends are like, dude, you know, just get over him. He's gross. He kind of is. He's just legitimately the worst. And he has, like, the worst personality. But at the same time, I'm just like, all of this is so attractive. I love it so much. Not that I love him, but yeah.
But yeah, she does.
Anyway, I'm recording this on a Tuesday. And on Sunday, my best friend and I went to a rage room. And then afterwards, we went to Starbucks. And we were like, let's do something stupid. So I had taken some really, really fire nudes that morning. So I sent him a message and I was like, is this an HR violation if I send you a nude?
Yes.
Basically. And he was like, send it. So I sent him one and he had the worst responses. I will attach screenshots in the email. So basically, wait, I don't know what to do because my friend who also works with us was like, he said he'd do you. So like, I don't know what to do exactly. Should I like just let it go in terms of something's gonna happen, whether something's gonna happen or not? Because like, I'm perfectly fine to just keep crushing on him because I literally have nothing else to do. Or should I just like, you know, let it go, move on, and like actually move on because it's like not worth it. So yeah, I don't really know what to do. Thank you in advance, I guess.
Girl. What girl are you?
She's Jessa.
What girl is she?
She's Jessa.
I think she's really? Marnie.
I think she's a Marnie. I think she's just Jessa would never take this kind of shit. Not to say that
season
you're not a beautiful, strong woman, but you're taking some shit.
No, I think I'm if like, she found a really crazy guy,
she needs Ray. She needs a Ray instead of a Desi. It's giving Booth Jonathan.
It's Booth Jonathan.
Yeah, it's Booth Jonathan.
Exactly. He's going to stick you in a weird little
room. Okay, wait.
Room
she's
with
sending
TV.
Me the screenshots.
Okay. I thought she sent you the nudes at first and that made me really concerned, but excited.
No, she's like, can you review my nudes and let me know if he was right for giving
bad
feedback?
Like, don't do that. Don't send basic training your nudes.
Can we just say fundamentally one rule of thumb? If you send a nude to a man, which in my opinion, don't ever, like I wouldn't send a nude to my husband. I won't do it. I just don't trust them. But if you do, and that man isn't so fucking grateful and like expressive about how much he's obsessed with the photo, even if he doesn't like it, like I don't care. You have put a naked photo of yourself into the web. It could go anywhere. You made a sacrifice.
That is so true.
You've done something so fucking nice. You've made yourself very vulnerable to the iCloud hackers and whatever. I say if he isn't like, oh my God, then he can't be your boyfriend.
Well, and actually my last relationship, when I would send almost nudes, he'd always be like, and what time's lunch? And it's like, awesome.
Oh.
I really took a lot of time. I like actually write stuff on it sometimes too, like funny little things.
Yeah.
Didn't read it, didn't respond. And that's how you know it was going to work out. So really awesome. But yeah, nudes are sacred. And when I was 16,
sacred.
I was dealing them like.
So she sent him two nudes. And he, the first one he responded with, very professional.
Oh.
And then, and then she said, wow, you suck at this. Shall we send another and we try this again? And he said, LOL, all right. And so, and so she sent him another nude. And he responded, wait, I'm also looking at the timestamps. Oh, this is truly, I'm going to vomit. So then she sends the second nude. He responds 2.5 hours later with, and everyone exhale, cute.
We need to send her to a retreat where she like does morning affirmations so much.
No,
she
needs to go to Esalen.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm
cute
really upset.
Cute is so devastating. Cute.
Cute. Cute.
Whoa.
Cute.
If you ever feel prompted, I've been in your situation. We all have. But if you ever feel the need to respond, if you find yourself saying to a guy, oh, that's the best you can do. Or like, oh, come on, like, give me a little excitement. Like, you know, when they're like not into it and you have to be like, hey, you can do better than that. They always can do better than that, but they don't want to. And that's your sign. It's time to go.
It's time to go. So we're done with this man, Miss Girl.
I want to hear what you guys have to say and use your girls.
I'm like, influence. You know, it could be so much worse. At least he tried. I'm like, I don't know what the South African dating market looks like, but I'm like, I'm sure she finally found a kind of a winner in the situation.
I mean, if we're being girls about it, it's like you kind of have to date an asshole in your 20s
to
know that you don't want to do that again.
Not one that does field work for your aunt.
She needs to learn a lesson. I think part of it is that she likes that she can't have him. It's like a little bit of a taboo.
Yeah, like I think she's having fun with the idea of like, oh, he kind of sucks, but I could win him over. And maybe she
needs
that. He
does text like someone that might be incredible in bed. Like a dick like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
I don't trust it for a single second. I'm like, this guy sucks wholeheartedly 100% anyway you twist it.
Okay.
But maybe that's what she needs.
Yeah, he's not peeling the orange, but I'm like, at least he's bringing the orange. Do you know this TikTok trend?
I do, but yes. I don't see him bringing an orange.
I'm like, he would. I believe in him. I'm like, he just actually doesn't have to lay
throw an orange across the room overhand.
I'm like, I see him bringing like orange at her face.
A Sunny D orange juice. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, like one of those where it's fake. Like all.
Wait, can I tell
sugar?
You that at Christmas Eve something so disturbing happened, which was my cousin walked out of my other cousin's garage with an alcoholic Sunny D in his hand because they make those now.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm so happy for that business.
I was like, what? He was like, yeah, it's a hard Sunny D. And then I drank one and it was actually good.
That's what this guy is going to bring to you if you ask him for
one of my cousins gave me an alcoholic Sunny D and one of my other cousins gave me an alcoholic Monster.
I love your cousins.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what's going on
everything
in that?
They do alcoholic everything now.
Wait, so what's the consensus?
Of course it's bad, but like, do we have to tell her that? Can't she just find out?
She
on
knows.
Her own?
She knows she didn't have to call in, but she was awesome because she wanted to give us a giggle.
Yeah,
I think you stay in the crush zone. I think you let it be a crush that festers, but you stop. Like, don't push it too far.
I really like Amelia's approach of like maybe you need to.
Yeah, it's like it seems like if she hasn't learned a lesson yet, like she needs to go more into it to fully learn. Like, there's better options in the world.
You are going to teach your children to swim by just throwing them in the pool, aren't you?
Yeah, that's how it works.
You might be right.
Yeah, you're not a floaties kind of mom.
Well, I mean, if she was like, this is making me feel sad, it seems like she's like, this is making me feel weird. And I'm like, well, then if you're not heartbroken and you know it's kind of bad, lean all the way in because then, like, if anything, it's like lean into it harder so it can end sooner so we can all move
that's
on.
That's smart.
Mm.
Rather than like, oh, I'll keep in the crush because he's kind of mean. And it's like, then you waste 2 years of being hot on like having a crush on a guy.
You're
going
to replace me on this podcast. That's actually
no,
so
that
true.
Was the best. That was the best advice that's ever been on this podcast in 30 episodes.
Whoa. That was incredible.
That was really
okay.
It wasn't
that
like,
was a good
don't your brains have limerence though? Like you make attachments with these people. Now it's all she's going to be thinking about is this one man. So she has no space for anything creative in her life.
I think you need
she
to like get fucked over.
Yeah.
I and be like safe about it and be good to yourself, but like get fucked over a little bit. I think I'm with you today. I'm gonna be a little bit violent. I think that this is one of those things where you just want to prove to yourself that you can get him, and later you'll realize like it wasn't an accomplishment, but you need to have that.
Okay, next call.
Okay, hi. First things first, I realize why people ask to be anonymous is because when you call, it asks you to say your name before it connects you to the Google Voice number.
Oh,
my God.
How did it take 30 episodes for someone
wait,
to say
this
that?
Wait, just changed the game. Oh, yeah. You don't have to say your name.
Yeah, you could just say anonymous.
Say some actor guy. Every single person who calls in, every single person who calls in pretend to be some actor guy.
Yeah, that's great.
That's amazing. Because so many people start the call with, like, I want to keep this anonymous. And we're always like, it's a voicemail that we're playing anonymously.
Yeah.
But that makes so much sense. Okay.
Thank God for her.
I'm calling because okay here's my background information. I have never been able to orgasm from a partner. Like, no one has been able to make me come, and I've only been able to orgasm in the presence of a partner, like literally once. I'm not asking for advice on that because, you know, the answer is to go to like a sex therapist or something like that. What I'm asking for is advice on how to talk to people about it, like that I'm sleeping with. I have had long-term relationships. I've had slut phases, you know, the whole gamut. And it is always a weird conversation. I feel like the type of people that I sleep with are the type of people that, like, you know, the opposite of, you know, can't find the clit and, like, don't care about a woman's orgasm, like, but it's almost too much. Like, it's a point of pride that they can make their partner's orgasm, and it's a really important part of their sexual experience.
She's sort of their white whale.
That I orgasm from something that they did. And it's just not going to happen. And I've had people be insulted. I've literally had a guy say that it was scary. And the most common thing, though, is people saying, people either cracking a joke of like, oh, challenge accepted, or cracking a joke about not cracking that joke. Like, I've had multiple people say, oh, well, I'm not going to say challenge accepted. And it's like, okay, well, you just did. But anyway, it's just always so awkward every single time. So the advice I'm asking for is, do I just stop telling people? Do I tell people beforehand? Afterwards? During is always terrible and kills the mood. And then what do I say if I do tell them? Like, I'm just exhausted. I'm 28. This is part of how my body functions at this point. It's not going away anytime soon. And I'm just so over the same conversation over and over again. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Don't you love the people who call in?
Yeah.
I think they're so like us, you know? Okay, what do you think?
Well, okay, this is something really classic in our relationship. Can I say?
Yeah.
Emile's never owed before.
Ever?
Ever.
So this is my classic baggage. But then she's like, I don't want to solve it. I just want to communicate. And it's like, yeah, I'm always thinking about that. And I think the best course of action is to lie.
Yeah, she cannot tell people.
Because like, it bumps people out bad. And people are already so insecure in bed. If you're like, it's not going to happen. They're just going to be like, no, like I can do it.
It's sort of like, babes, like when you're really,
you're like,
really,
it's like a medical thing that it's literally.
Yeah, like, babes, it's medical.
Yeah. Well, when you're an King older, Arthur. A virgin on the older side, and like only I've friends who are virgins and they're guys and they're like, they'll ask girls for advice.
Ask
like,
what age?
27.
Oh, amazing.
Kind of on the older side. There's no right age. In case you're listening and you're wondering. But I have a friend who, or a couple friends who are like that. So they'll ask me for like a girl's perspective on like when it does happen, what do I say? And I say, you say nothing. Like, I don't think that should be, unless you feel it's incredibly important that the person you share this with knows that it's your first time. I don't think that needs to be shared because it will just like, why is that necessary?
Yeah, I mean, part of
and that's how I feel about this thing.
Yeah.
I feel the same way too, but it sounds like maybe something she doesn't want to do is fake an orgasm. And it's kind of like, how does the sex stop if it's not happening? Mm. Because then you have to be like, sorry, that doesn't I don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, that seems to be the issue. Is like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's weird to really enjoy sex without having an orgasm. I often do, totally. And most straight women do.
Yeah, and like, well, by the way, like, almost no girls are ever orgasming,
Yeah.
Orgasming.
Like,
even the words for it.
Especially, like, early on. Like, I know so many people who's like, yeah, not until like 3 months into like dating my partner was it like happening regularly. So yeah. It's actually like really common.
Right.
So I think like normalize it in your head that like you're not the only girl in the world who this is happening to.
It's so sword into stone. Do you know what I mean?
I think you can tell him, like you can tell the guy like, hey, like I'm not going to come tonight. Mm. And that's one thing. And it's like, if you keep seeing him, then eventually you could bring up the like, that this is always the case. You know what I mean? Like,
a guy is capable of understanding the phrase, I'm not going to come tonight. And like knowing that you're not going to. They always think that they can make you. That's why say there's no point in saying it. Because a guy will always be like, well, I can make you. And it's like, it's a lot deeper than that.
She shouldn't have to fake it. No. I think no woman should ever have to lie if they don't want to.
Just say, while you're in bed, just be like, oh, this is so good. Like, if it is, don't lie. But like, if you're having fun, having sex.
Have them orgasm. And then they kind of sometimes just give up anyway.
Exactly. They stop. They should come first.
Once they orgasm, they're like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Just let them do that part.
She's saying that the guys she hooks up with specifically aren't that way. That they're really into making.
It sounds like sometimes.
Where are you finding these guys?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Your life is awesome, girl.
You guys are attacking me for trying to meet the caller where she called in from.
Like, no, you're right. No, you're absolutely right.
I know. I really feel like we pinned you against the wall.
Like, guys, I'm just trying to help her.
But like, I think she's wrong.
I think you could just be like once they come, just be like, that was so fun.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like exactly. Be like and scene, kind of like a casual like segue out, and you're like, I'm good to leave it there. By the way,
yeah.
Guys just aren't deep enough to understand that like. Sex can be really fun for women without an orgasm because for them, it's not really the journey, it's the destination. And for many of us, I think it's the journey.
Well, sex for men is a validation of selfhood. Like, men look at sex as like, it's an accomplishment. It's like, you can only define your masculinity by how many sexual partners you have, and like pleasing a woman, like that is so validating for a man. Mm-hmm. So when you don't, like, that's their intention in going in. If they can't do that, then they're like, it's actually so invalidating to their masculinity. So we actually, you have to fake the orgasm just to give the man pleasure, or you'd be the most feminista ever and don't capitalize your name bell hook style and just be like, here it is, girl. Guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You guys are giving a lot better advice than Talia and I ever give.
Seriously, incredible. You guys should take over this podcast and we'll do girls.
Yeah, we should just do a swap podcast. And see if people notice.
See if people notice.
See if people notice.
We get you on our couch in our basement. It'll be perfect.
Yeah. No, but I think that's like, yeah, I don't think you have to, I think we're saying you don't have to tell them. You also can just tell them part of it and not all of it.
And I think they're never going to get it. For her is like, have a brainstorm session, 10 minutes, write out bullet points of like lines you could say. And then try them out and see which one hits and go from there.
She needs morning pages. She needs to be journaling this out.
And like,
every
she
day.
Needs to try a stand up set at the end of sets. Yeah. And like, see which one hits and which one don't.
And then expand on the ones that hit. Yeah.
That's great.
I think that's so true. So Okay, next call.
You made excellent. Sex even more creative. That's awesome.
So good. You guys rock.
Hi, Jake and Talia. I'm a huge fan of the podcast.
You're a good gay man.
You guys are so funny and really good advice. I thought I'd come to you some now. And basically my issue is, so some context, I'm a senior in high school. Two of my best friends have been dating for about the past year and a half. The girl in the relationship I've known since I was like 4. We've gone through periods when we were really close and when we weren't. But we've always been on very good terms. And then the boy is someone I only met about 2 years ago, but we had a lot more in common. So I honestly consider my friendship with him to be quite a bit stronger than it is with the girl. And as they've been dating for about a year and a half now, and they've been having a lot of relationship issues. Since I'm friends with both of them, they come to me for advice a lot. And in short, the guy's been a bit of an asshole a lot of the time. He can be controlling. He was like masturbating the pictures of other girls. He freaks out when she drinks alcohol or even looks at another guy.
Ew, no.
Oh.
And then the girl freaks out if he looks at another girl. There's just no trust. She's all about
sometimes
him.
Sometimes people do this thing where they call into the podcast and it's like, there's no way they don't know exactly what we're going to say. Do you know what I mean?
I think they're just calling up. Just to talk and they want to vent, and that's okay with
me
also.
And that's so valid.
Most people
it.
Just want to be heard.
Yeah, and that's fine. I honestly don't mind that.
I just said at this point, like, we're enough episodes in that if you say a man is controlling, I like physically retch every time. And it's like,
they know, we've never even, like, we'll even tell you to break up with him when he's not even that controlling. Like, we're just so.
You're just like,
there
like,
are
break
some things
up
I'm forgiving
of,
but if it's like, oh, he doesn't like that I drink alcohol, I'm like, that's nope, chop.
That's kind of our MO is like, break up with him.
Yeah, this is why I want to marry a woman. I'm so pro marrying a woman. I'll sleep with men, really? But I want to marry a woman at that
time.
Have you guys seen that boy on TikTok whose like whole thing is that they're like a hyper feminine straight boy?
Yeah.
I'm literally obsessed with them.
I'm obsessed with them. They're living out my dream of like having to go to Catholic school in a plaid skirt.
Yeah. Literally like flat iron hair to here, fully manicured nails, being like, everyone assumes I'm gay, but I'm not. I actually literally think boys are gross. I just like girls. And it's like, I'm obsessed with
them. Oh, I love him.
I love that.
And he found himself.
And anyways, they come to me for advice, and a lot of the time they'll ask me, like, I'm in trouble with my partner, like, what can I do to fix it? And recently, the first thing that comes in my head is, you should break up, like, you should not be together anymore. But my question is, as a friend, can you say that? If your friends are coming to you for advice on how they can stay together, and you're just like, don't. I don't know, I just don't want to but I really don't think they should stay together. And everyone else tells them they shouldn't stay together, but they stayed together probably a year longer than they should have. So, yeah, what should I do? How should I navigate the situation? I would appreciate any advice. Thank you. Bye.
Get a gun and kill him. It's your only option. She's not going to listen. You have to take it in your own hands.
Get a gun and kill.
Yeah, wait. What do you guys do when your friend's dating someone who sucks and you're like, am I supposed to step in or not?
It's the only thing that my friends and I fight about, and it causes like serious, serious fights. I'm very passionate about like, my friends can do anything stupid in life and I'll support them. With a man, if a man is doing something stupid in their life, I will not support them.
Yeah,
I'm misogynistic.
I get really passionate.
I get mad at them about the men in their life.
I get really invested.
Yeah.
You don't have to marry a man. Like, it's just because it's set up that way. But most men are actually bad and mean. So it's like okay for you to go out of your way to like be like, this guy sucks. Maybe learn how to be independent. But this girl feels like so codependent in this relationship. And so much of her selfhood is being defined by being in this relationship that her imagining not being in this situation. And like, she's so deep in this brainwash with this guy. It's like, yeah, she's not going to listen to you because she's like, I'm in love. This is what love feels like. But actually, she's just being controlled. And if you, I've had plenty of situations like this. I mean, that is the power of a man.
So your advice is murder.
Murder.
Okay.
I'm pro murder.
It's like the Gypsy Rose thing where it's like, there was no way she was going to get out for real.
Yeah.
The murder was pretty much the only way at that point. Maybe that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're so right.
I think it's just like.
So is the advice for this girl to get her own boyfriend and have him kill the boyfriend?
I think she should take it in her own hands. Murder him yourself. You don't need a man to do that for you.
I think you can 100%. I think you can 100% tell your friends that they should break up.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I do that all the time. They won't listen, but that's okay. It's good that you put it out there. Even if it makes you guys get in a fight, it's still good that you put it out on the table. Because 3 years later, they'll be like, totally.
Yeah, but yeah. We have this friend where we keep telling her to break up with her boyfriend and now they're more serious than ever.
I think it's important that you vocalize, because I haven't had to deal with this that many times in my life, but I did have to deal with it once where someone was dating someone I really didn't like and I didn't like how he treated her. And I eventually said, I've told you I don't think this is a good relationship. You need to end it. You're also not allowed to talk to me about it anymore.
Yeah, that's my rule. I don't say you have to end it, but I say I will not listen anymore.
I've told you what I think. I will not be the person that you vent and complain to this about anymore.
Because don't you find that your friend like feels the need to try to convince you to reason with them? Well, and you're like, I'm not going to change my mind.
Part of the relationship that they get addicted to is like the processing it with their friends. And it's like, attention. I would rather slam my head into that wall than have me be the person that you use to like process. Well, and this is the thing that Talia and I talk about all the time, is like one of the things I hate most in life is when someone is like talking to you for advice or to process something, but they actually don't give a single fuck what you say. They just want to like use you as a sounding board. Yeah. I
hate to say that's what this phone call was. No offense, all love to this girl.
A lot of them are, but like, that's okay. But it's like, you do just need to tell, I think you just tell them, hey, I don't think this is a healthy relationship and you should break up. Also, I think you should assess the fact that you think you're closer to the guy who you are seeing is treating the girl bad. That is a red flag to me that she said that.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, are your friends where you said a similar situation together still?
No, they broke up. Oh. And she was like, that was also like deep enough in COVID where she's like, my brain was like actually rotted in a certain specific way. And I actually have deep empathy
COVID,
for that.
COVID, you can excuse anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you did anything between 2020 and 2022, I think that like it gets a lot of
even
questions.
Now, you can excuse whatever you
COVID's
want.
COVID's not over. You can still make crazy choices.
Wow.
Do whatever you want.
That's fair. Okay, I feel like we helped her. I hope we helped her.
Look, she helped us.
You're better than me because usually if it were like an abusive relationship, like I believe this is, I say something, but I also will say something if I like think that your boyfriend is annoying. Like I will get in fights with my friends for being so out of line and saying like, I think you could do better. He's not that cute. He's really nice, but he's just like, I can't stand having him around.
Here's a question though. Have any of you ever had a friend who was dating a guy and you were like, fuck this. And then like a couple years later, you're like, wait, I was wrong. I like him.
No.
Oh, that has happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. I never was like, I don't like the guy. I didn't like the relationship. And I thought it was because I didn't like the guy, but I just didn't like them together. And now I'm friends with the guy exclusively and not the girl.
Okay, we're running out of time. So we're going to do one last. Wait, sorry. What did that flash mean? We have time. 5 minutes left. Great. We're going to do one last call. And then we have to pose for the photo for the thing.
Oh,
it's a new thing we have to do.
I love photos.
Okay, this call.
Hi, Talia. Hi, Jake. I love your guys' podcast. I love both of you. You're so funny. I have the same dry humor as you, Talia, and I just like look forward to this podcast.
Okay, is my humor sopping wet? Okay.
Yeah. I think people say dry, but they mean like mean.
Or cast.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I've been putting off calling in because this is embarrassing, but I dated a guy for like almost 6 months in, right? And I never thought that I was going to like end up liking this guy. And it got to a point where I didn't think I was going to fall for him. But then I told him I loved him drunk on New Year's. I don't even want to get into that. It's what it is. And he told me he replied, he said he was flattered. That was like, you know,
oops,
a month ago.
I and love I these girls.
Him, even though that made me want to lay on the
freeway. The girls that are calling this week are in, down bad. Like, that is so
I'm
tough.
Like, it's making these me and the girls need to come together. They need to get lunch and they need to work it out with each other. Okay, wait,
they need to have, there's like, the basic training cinematic universe, there's so many people who would be friends.
Yeah. You guys need a Reddit.
We do need a Reddit.
Yeah, start a Reddit.
Wait, but I'm
there's
scared.
There's probably already a basic training subreddit and it's a very different thing. Okay.
And I'm scared. I don't know. Now we got to the point where it was just
I'm flattered.
You know, what are we even doing? Like, I was like, it's either a fuck yeah or it's a fuck no. You know? Like,
yeah.
The fact that we're even dating has like shocked everybody I know or that I'm like seeing him. But he's the nicest guy ever. And I'm just like,
no, he's not. He said, I'm flattered.
It's like, I already knew the answer. And he's just like, it's not a fuck yeah. And I'm just like, all right, you know, it is what it is. I end things. But I'm like, damn, did I? Now my feelings are hurt. And I'm like, did I actually like this guy or did I just like that he didn't want me back?
You like that he didn't want you back.
I'm going to have to unpack that with a therapist. But I don't know. Advice for me, should I just leave it alone?
Yes.
Am I delusional?
Yes.
You did on this podcast exacerbated women. I feel so bad.
Sometimes other people come, but this episode has been the exact same.
We're going to title this one.
They've all been out of breath.
You knew the answer.
You knew the answer.
You knew the answer.
We love you to death and we love that you'll say it anyway.
I think sort of, I'm in sort of like a genius thing. I think our producer, Zena, was like, it's the girls episode. We're going to give you some unwell girls.
Some girls. I'm like,
Zena. I love that name.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
all I can say
so
is
cute.
Every girl that's called in would love the television program. They would love it.
Every just, single
okay,
one of you.
To give her this advice, you need to move on. It's not.
If it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no.
And if it's a I love you and he says I'm flattered, it's a you run away. That's over.
It's
I'm
giving,
flattered.
Don't disrespect yourself
prison.
Like that.
No. It's
he's
like
not
when
a bad
Dean
guy,
got
but...
back together with Rory after he built her a car and said I love you and she said, oh.
Yeah. It's yeah. very
that. Dean didn't Wrong respect
girls.
Himself either.
Okay.
Good.
Whoa.
Good reference.
Okay, here
you
we
can
are.
Get my phone number to all these women after the show, and I'm happy to talk to them.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to send them Evan's phone number. If you want to have our phone number to call in and ask questions, if you're an exasperated woman or non-binary person or man, call in at 929-269-4960. You can send voice notes to basictrainingpod@gmail.com if you're international or you just want to have really gorgeous audio quality. Leave reviews and sort of in the same vein as that one that we read earlier today, let's make them a little more poetic. I would love to
read
some more reviews.
Yeah, good writing.
Don't make them as mean, but also kind of flattering. Just do whatever you want, but maybe not 2 stars.
Can we finish off the episode by going around and saying, what girl are we going to be today?
Mm.
What girl are we feeling like leaving this room?
I'm starving and we're in Chinatown. So very Marnie Kota because she lived here. And I feel like I want to go eat a dumpling and then I want to go onto an outdoor gym and do a pull up. I got a lot of energy after listening to these women. Yeah.
Wow.
She lives in the heart of Chinatown in a studio apartment. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a sandwich with my friend in Brooklyn. That feels Hannah.
Yeah.
That feels Hannah.
Dumbo.
I was actually going to get a pedicure today because I'm going away this weekend, which feels very show.
And I guess I'll have to be Jess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, where can the listeners find you guys?
Check us out at HBO Girls Rewatch on Instagram, TikTok, and find our podcast. Listen to the Talia and Jake episode and then listen to all the other ones.
We love you. Bye.
Love you.